Hello, and welcome to another edition of We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 132. As always, I'd like to remind you that this show is part of a network of shows in the We Own This Town global ecosystem. If you're not already familiar with the wide array of shows that we offer, go on over to weownthistown.net, click on podcasts at the top of the page, and look around for something that appeals to you. If you're familiar with our shows and nothing has quite hit the spot yet, stay tuned. We've got multiple shows in development right now, and they're going to premiere over the next few months. So if I'm not forgetting anything, we've got like four of them in post-production right now and two more in pre-production. Assuming all goes as planned, that's six new shows. That's math. That's math I just did. So I also want to give a great big thank you to Lance Consett for coming and joining me, giving his raw, unfiltered opinion as we listened to a bunch of local music last week. A blast. I had a really good time, so hopefully he'll come back and join us sometime. Hopefully we'll have other guests in here. Do you want to come in here? Hit us up at We Own This Town, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm all for a random guest just sharing their opinion. Let's make this a community thing. Anybody and everybody, you're invited if you just get in touch with me first. Maybe. I'm probably going to vet you too because I got to be safe. Stranger danger, all that. Okay, I'm clearly flying by the seat of my pants this week. It's actually 9:30 at night on a Friday. It's raining like crazy outside, and I just could not stop myself from coming in and recording this. So we'll see how it goes. It might be a total mess, but sometimes those are fun. Let's just get into it. This is a track I wanted to play last week, but kind of ran out of time. So this is Jim Oblon with Vampire Hearts.
Fresh, I need you fresh. Fresh, I want your flesh. Fresh, I need your flesh. Fresh, I want your flesh. One.
Jim Oblon with Vampire Hearts off of the 2019 record Kiss the Shaman. Oblon has a pretty impressive CV resume, if you're American, as I am. He's played on Paul Simon's 2011 album, So Beautiful or So What. He was a member of Paul Simon's touring band. There's actually a ton of Paul Simon credits here, which is pretty impressive. He worked for Phil Ramone as a studio musician, and he is keen to point out that was outside of Paul Simon. I'm pretty sure this whole record, Kiss the Shaman, was recorded here in Nashville at a place called Prime Recording, and it sounds great. It's a fun, weird rock record. Yeah, that's like the simplest way I can think to describe it. As you go further into the record, I've given the whole thing a listen, it actually sort of sheds that rock veneer the further in you go, and it softens up a bit, and then on the last song kind of crescendos back into it, into another weird rock song. It's really neat. It's a good listen. There's a lot of strange, funky guitar going on in that track, and as I listen to it in headphones for the first time, it's got a lot of little subtle flourishes going on there that I never noticed. So Jim Oblon, I feel like that's a name that I should probably know like a ton about. Like if you went up to someone and just like, oh yeah, I heard the new Jim Oblon record. Someone would be like, yeah, no duh, of course you heard it. But I don't know anything about him. I just encountered this randomly on Bandcamp. Turns out it was recorded up the street from my house at Prime Recording, and I'm pretty into it. It's a pretty neat record. Supposedly there's another one coming out sometime in 2019, according to his website. He's got two in the pipe. This is the first one. But there's already so much to enjoy here. Kiss the Shaman is plenty for you to dive into and appreciate. So let's not look forward to the next thing. Let's just enjoy what we have right now. Be in the now. See? I told you this episode was going to be a weird one, and I'm delivering. Okay, next up, a 2017 release that I managed to completely miss, but it caught my ear recently, and I'm really enjoying it. So I'm going to share it with you, because just because it's a few years old, that doesn't mean that it's not good. This is The Inscape with Lost.
Thank you.
Okay, that was The Inscape with Lost from the album We're All Wrong, released in 2017. There's actually a more recent single release from 2018 called You're Gonna Miss Me. But I really liked this We're All Wrong album as a whole and wanted to play something from it. So the singer of The Inscape is a guy named John Condit, who also happens to play guitar with Lily Hyatt. He actually does a lot on this record. He's playing guitars and drums and percussion and keys. He's backed up by a bunch of other great musicians who are contributing. But Condit was on an episode of Band Splainer, another fine show here on the We Own This Town Network, where he shared his like lifelong love and insight for the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And I figured that anyone that loved that band that much deserve some quality time with their own music, and I'm not disappointed. For lack of a better word, I get a real journeyman vibe from that track. Like we're really going somewhere. It's really cinematic, maybe from that like hard acoustic guitar strumming, like kind of a Western vibe. I'm not a musician, so anytime I talk about musicality or instrumentation, I feel like a complete idiot, so I will do my best to refrain from it. But I just like the choices they made there. It's a really cool vibe on that song, and the whole record maintains that. I had a really hard time picking a song, just one, to play for everybody, but you can only pick one. I'm not going to play their whole record, obviously. So it's great. Long story short, it's a great record. Go listen to it. It's linked on the episode detail page for this episode of the podcast. And go check out that Band Splainer episode and hear him wax on about Brian's Jonestown Massacre. You know, I want you to subscribe to everything that's on the We Own This Town Network, of course. That's not why I picked that song. It's just a really good song. Okay, keeping this running, this weird train running. This song is from Hari. It's called Numb.
Oh,
right. That was Hari with Numb from the Numb single. It just recently premiered on No Country for New Nashville here in mid-February. The band is actually playing a single release show over at the Five Spot on Saturday, February 16th with Patsy and Cave Mode Shake. That's going to be a great bill. You know, we try and keep our content here evergreen, so you can listen to this at any point in time, and it's still an enjoyable listen regardless of when in time you hear it. So that's a pretty small window to give you a heads up about a show that's happening on Saturday, February 16th, 2019. But that's a really good bill. So if you have the time and the energy and the interest, which you should, head over to the Five Spot, see that show. I recommend it. Aside from being alumni of this podcast, I really like the direction of the new song here from Hari. The previously available EP, Days in the Sun, was a really nice set of dreamy pop songs, but seems like they've maybe stepped their game up in the production area, and songwriting really just suits them nicely. They seem to have settled into what their sound is supposed to be. That whole portion of the song where they're zoning out, and I think some musicians call it a bridge. Don't hold me to that. I am not a musician, but I love that part. I love the whole song, but that particular piece just has such potential to be this really enveloping thing live. Tons of feedback and just spacing out. Yeah, I love it. I could put that track on over and over and most likely will. So that song is actually part of an upcoming EP to be released by Cold Lunch Recordings sometime in the summer, and I'm looking forward to it. I imagine once it is released, I'll probably play more of it here on the show just to remind you that it exists and to share my enthusiasm for it. So great things are happening with Hari and well worth keeping your eye on. So do that. All right, next up is a band that I will most certainly have to explain myself about after you hear it. So let's just do it. That was Eyebrow Dog with Russian Blue from the album Emperor Penguin. All right, so here's the deal. I browse the Nashville tag a whole lot on Bandcamp. Pretty much every day, hit up the Nashville tag, see if there's anything new that's surfaced in there, click around on some album covers, see what grabs me, buy a bunch of stuff, play them on this show. That's generally how it works. But I also browse around on the Murfreesboro tag, just to see what's going on over there. Honestly, not a lot of new additions to that stream. I mean, sometimes there's stuff, and that stuff is very interesting and worthwhile, but not a ton of it. So in my browsings, I've seen this band, Eyebrow Dog, listed many times. And then I saw this Emperor Penguin show up and listen to it, and I was just, flabbergasted. I don't know what I'm hearing. It's very weird, and I love it. I don't mean that offensively. I'm not playing this in any sort of mocking way. I am fascinated by it. All of the bizarre tempo changes and just the choices being made with this song, the instrumentation, everything about it. It's really weird. I don't know that it's catchy, but it is catchy. I don't know that it's a pop song, but it is a pop song. I don't know that it's an electronic song. I don't know. I have no background information on who this musician is. I know that they associate themselves with Murfreesboro, so that's cool. I lived in Murfreesboro, so there we have it. We have those things in common. I'm sure I could dig a little deeper here into a lot of the credits from the previous albums and kind of pull out some facts to share with you, but those things don't matter. I want to give credit where credit's due, but I'm telling you, just go look up Eyebrow Dog, listen to the Emperor Penguin EP. The whole thing is that eclectic. If you like eclectic, this thing's for you. It's for me, so it's probably for you too, right? Isn't that how it works? If I like it, you like it? I sure hope so. All right, I'm flailing here. I'm sorry, Eyebrow Dog. That was a horrible bit of insight. Not helpful to any new potential fans, but I am putting a big stamp of approval on your EP. There's a song called My Lichen. How could I not like that? I mean, referencing a lichen in your song title. Big fan. All right, moving on. Let's listen to a track from Superstar Famous One Day.
Different moving streets. And I'll drop 20-some dollars on another 30 rack. And you'll grab all the handles you can fit in your backpack. We'll multiply the size of this party till it's reached another height. In this moment, I'm so happy to be with all my friends. Catch it or you can let it go. Watch it fall rung by rung till it hits the floor. Now you weren't gonna climb it anyway, but you like the thought of it, so you let it stay. Let it stay, let it stay, let it stay. In this moment I'm so happy, 'cause I found a way.
That was Superstar Famous One Day with the song So Happy from the In This Moment EP. It's two songs, so we can call it an EP, we can call it a single. It's only two tracks. The other song is called So Sad. Obviously, I picked the song So Happy because it is so happy. I really love that. Just encountered it randomly. I think they were playing a show somewhere soon, and I often go through show bills and try and familiarize myself with the bands that are on there to see if there might be something that you all would like to listen to, and this was one of those things. The band spells their name hysterically, Superstar, as you would expect, Famous, F-A-M-U-S, One, the number one, Day, Superstar Famous One Day. It works. I don't know how, but it definitely works. I love that track. It has an exuberant energy to it that I cannot deny. Some influences there. I don't know if they're being worn on the sleeve intentionally or not, but or if my age is showing, but I definitely hear some other bands kind of shining through there that I really enjoy. So I like hearing that expressing itself in a newer band and seeing where they take it. There's only two tracks. That's all that's up on their Bandcamp, all that I've been able to encounter. So not a whole lot more to say about them. There's no credits on the website. There's a contact linked. Instagram's not linked, but does exist. You know, it's one of those things. You know, the internet. You can browse for forever and try and find the information, or you can just listen to the music and enjoy it. So I really like that. I hope that they release more. I assume they will. Looks like they're playing a lot more shows now. But that was actually released at the end of 2017. So if something new's coming, it's probably coming soon. Let's keep an eye out for Superstar Famous One Day. All right, let's round up the show here with the track from Bob Irwin and the Pluto Walkers. I'm calling this Exotica. Thank you. right. That was Bob Irwin and the Pluto Walkers with the song The Throwaway Age from the album The Throwaway Age. All right. There's a lot to unpack here. First and foremost, Bob Irwin is the founder of Sundazed Records, a record label that's been in operation since 1989 that specializes in reissues from the likes of Buck Owens, Dick Dale, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and many other bands of that ilk. They are also based out of New York. However, Irwin and his wife moved to Leaper's Fork in 2009 and made it their primary home ever since. So he's got 10 years of Nashville area living under his belt, and I think that seems like plenty to say he's one of us now, hence the selection of this particular song. So that's a lot of history on Bob Irwin, but what about this track? It's a newish release, came out in 2013, and the whole thing features a lot of that kind of surf rock, exotica, reverb-y guitar. It is a wonderful listen. That song in particular was actually featured on the Inherent Vice soundtrack, the Paul Thomas Anderson movie. I could have picked anything from the record, and it would have had that same vibe, and it would have been a delight to listen to. I myself, personally, whenever I go vinyl record shopping, I always make an effort to find whatever small area of the record store has the cheese ball and exotica area, because that stuff's just really poorly mislabeled. Everyone thinks that it's like an inappropriately sexy lady on the cover means that the music within is going to be inherently corny as well, but that's not true. There's tons of great guitar playing, really interesting vibes. The Bob Irwin album here with the Pluto Walkers has an amazing cover art. You would never find it in that section. I'm just saying, if you're at a record store, make an effort to go over to that exotica section and flip through. Pick something up. It's probably going to be $2 and it's probably going to blow your mind. Bob Irwin is influenced by a lot of that sort of stuff amongst many, many other things. And I thank him for it. I'm glad music like this is still being made, and I'm glad that we can attribute it to Nashville. So thank you, Bob Irwin, for all of the work that you've been doing. Okay, that does it for this edition of We Own This Town. It was a little rough there at times. I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't the best decision to come record a podcast at 9:30 on a Friday night, but maybe it was a great decision. I'm not apologizing. This was a good episode. We played some phenomenal music. I'm really happy with it, and I think you should all dive in a little deeper, because every one of these releases where there's more music to be heard, it's all really worthwhile. And I try and do that for you every week. I don't want to bring you just stuff that you can't find more. Sometimes that happens, like that Hari song. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait till the summer, but it's going to be worth the wait. All right. As always, if you have questions, comments, I got this long thing written out about questions, comments, submissions, suggestions, or general feedback, but here's the deal. If you got anything to say to me, anything at all, hit up at We Own This Town on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or head on over to weownthistown.net. We got a submission form there to just shoot a PR email my way. I will click on it. I will listen to it. I will consider it for this show. You know, I'm ready to bring your record onto the podcast here. Anyway. Thanks a lot, y'all. Really appreciate it. Glad you made it this far. Very impressive. Talk to you next time. Bye. You ready to start, Eads? You ready? Talking to yourself.